Edward Snowden has proven himself to be one of the, or if not the most influential whistleblower of our generation.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Trevor Timm. He is the executive director of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, which is one of the groups that is pushing for a pardon for Edward Snowden right as the new movie by Oliver Stone about Edward Snowden comes out. So, Trevor, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
You're pushing for a pardon for Edward Snowden. Why are you doing that, and why now?
Well, you know, I think that Edward Snowden has proven himself to be one of the, or if not the most influential whistleblower of our generation. You know, when we look back at the 3 years since he came forward, the amount of change that has happened with the U.S.'s surveillance system, the fact that courts ruled it unconstitutional, directly related to his disclosures, the fact that Congress passed the first intelligence reform since the 1970s, he has had an enormous impact on how Americans view privacy.
Why would the president that he, you know, kind of unmasked, why would he ever pardon him?
Well, you know, I think that President Obama right now, as he's winding down his presidency, is probably looking at his legacy. And one of the most disappointing aspects of his presidency has been his treatment of whistleblowers and the fact that they've prosecuted more leakers in history than any other administration. And, you know, he himself has said that this debate that Snowden sparked has made the country stronger. And, you know, it's certainly an outside chance that he's going to get pardoned. But I think it's something that Obama can and will seriously consider.
What do you say to people who say, look, Snowden's a traitor? You know, how could you pardon him?
Well, far from being a traitor, I think that he has shown himself to be a whistleblower and a patriot. You know, enshrined in our Constitution is the Fourth Amendment that, you know, makes illegal searches and seizures that don't have probable cause. Law enforcement didn't go to a judge to get a warrant. And with the mass surveillance program that Snowden revealed, where, you know, the U.S. was collecting every single phone record of every single American, whether they were guilty or innocent, you know, that's just not how we operate in this country. And Snowden really exposed that the government was the one that was violating the Constitution, and I think we should be thankful for it.
Do you think, have his revelations and the changes in programs that have been made, have they weakened national security? And if they have, is that the price we pay for actually not just living or believing in a free society, but actually insisting on a free society?
Well, I think there's two aspects to that question. One, you know, the NSA had to come out and basically admit that their mass surveillance program, their phone collection program with every single phone call in their database of every single American, never stopped any terrorist attacks. Beyond that, I think we do recognize that we don't give the police or the federal government full authority to barge into our house whenever they want or to read our email. And that if they were to do that, yes, they might solve more crimes, but we lose a lot of our freedom and the rights as Americans. And so, you know, when Edward Snowden is sticking up for these rights, it's not just about, you know, do we stop an attack or stop a crime from being committed? It's about, you know, how we treat each other as Americans and how we want to live in dignity.
Does the Snowden movie help your case in terms of treating Edward Snowden as a patriot, and do you think it'll help in terms of generating interest in a pardon?
Yeah, I think the movie is definitely going to help with a lot of people who may not have heard of this story before. You know, I'm partial to Citizen Four, the documentary that Laura Poitras made that won the Academy Award that actually followed the real life story. You know, obviously this film is a dramatization, but it tells a powerful story about, number one, that the NSA was operating this surveillance system in complete secrecy and outside the law, but number two, that the person that exposed it, Edward Snowden, really had a good intentions behind what he was doing. He carefully thought about it, and he ultimately did the right thing by coming forward to journalists.
Do you think that media portrayals of Snowden have changed over time, and are they getting more fair, less fair, more bizarre?
Yeah, I think now that Snowden has kind of been in the public consciousness for three and a half years now, that people have gotten to know him, and a lot of people who may have initially been suspicious are realizing that, you know, he had the best intentions when he did this, that he revealed something that was very important that a lot of people care about, or maybe didn't even realize that they cared about at the time, but now have come to the realization that, that privacy online is very important. And so I've been heartened to see the reaction so far to the pardon campaign. It's been only been going for a day, but the fact that there has been such strong public support, I think, is a good sign.
Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, one of them is going to be the next president. Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate, has said that he considers Snowden a hero. He would pardon him. Leaving that aside, who is the best president to be elected for Edward Snowden, and more broadly, more importantly, for questions about state surveillance and transparency?
You know, I think that's a hard question to answer because the candidates are all over the place when it comes to surveillance. Donald Trump has talked about how Snowden is a traitor, and Hillary Clinton has criticized him in the past, but then they both, in other cases, talk about how there shouldn't be surveillance of Americans going on without suspicion. I don't know if it's necessarily a one choice or the other when we're talking specifically about Snowden. I think a pardon from either of them is quite a long shot.
What about transparency as a broader issue? Because that's the one thing, and even Obama, it seems the one thing governments won't say is, oh, you know what, now that we live in a new world, we're actually going to behave differently because we're going to get caught. Do either of these candidates seem particularly good on the issue of transparency?
Well, Donald Trump in particular has been unbelievably awful when it comes to press freedom, for example. Kicking reporters out of their rallies, telling them that he wants to sue them. But I don't think either of the candidates have necessarily been beacons of transparency. The Clinton campaign, too, has been a lot of their scandals have been caused by the fact that they stonewalled and avoided the Freedom of Information Act for 4 or 5 years. And so, they may not be in the position they're in now if they had just complied with transparency in the first place.
So do you think, in the end, maybe this is a way of talking about it, that it's we can never rely on an individual person in government, especially the president, necessarily be transparent or not, and it's really going to come from the demands of the governed?
Oh, I think that's absolutely the ultimate lesson that we've learned from the Obama administration. Back when he was campaigning, a lot of transparency advocates were overjoyed because he kept talking about this issue a lot, that he was going to be the most transparent administration in history. And a lot of those issues, he's done a complete 180. And there's been a lot of disappointed and dejected people in the transparency community because of that. And so that's why it's extra amazing to see people like Edward Snowden coming forward, kind of forcing transparency where the government kind of let down on their promises.
Well, we will leave it there. We have been talking with Trevor Tim. He is the executive director of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, part of a wide alliance of people pushing for a pardon for Edward Snowden. Trevor, thanks for talking to Reason.
Thanks a lot.